Business to business, business to customer, and cross-docking. Business to business, B2B, and business to consumer, B2C. Warehouse networks have some fundamental differences and require different capabilities. Cross-docking capabilities are a method of making B2B networks more efficient. A product mix analysis can be used to determine the average size, cube, and weight of an average order that the warehouse needs to process, perhaps differentiated by different order size categories. This plus the volume of shipments per size can help determine the types of warehouses to use, plus the capabilities, systems, human resources, and equipment the warehouse will need. B2B B2B warehouse networks include factory warehouses with direct shipments, for example, industrial equipment, as well as networks that service intermediate customers in a retail supply chain, DCs, wholesalers, distributors, retailers. Warehouses in these networks pick in bulk, in pallets, in pallet layers, and or in cases, with shipping being in TL or LTL shipments, or CL or LCL. These networks use economies of scale to minimize total costs, as discussed throughout this course. They often require consolidation, break bulk, and retail fulfillment centers. The 2C B2C fulfillment warehouse networks provide online order fulfillment direct to customers. They include far less efficient picking and shipping methods, picking of eaches and shipping of many small parcels. The 2C fulfillment networks may specialize in online order fulfillment only or also be capable of B2B services for intermediate customers. The online fulfillment portion of warehouses can be made more efficient using specialized pick slots, sorting equipment, robots, and automation to make these networks cost-effective. These networks tend to specialize in economies of scope, wide selection available in one location. The small parcels being shipped often require sortation centers that consolidate all parcels in a central location and then sort out the parcels by region. Parcel shipping may instead rely on a parcel shipping service that has such functionality already, cross-docking. The process of cross-docking seeks to avoid storage almost completely and so is one of the only types of warehouses that reflects lean principles of waste minimization. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cross-docking, also referred to as direct loading ends, the concept of packing products on incoming shipments so they can be easily sorted at intermediate warehouses or for outgoing shipments based on final destination. The items are carried from the incoming vehicle docking point to the outgoing vehicle docking point without being stored in inventory at the warehouse. Cross-docking reduces inventory investment and storage space requirements. A cross-docking warehouse is a type of consolidation warehouse, and it can replace some inbound consolidation centers in the network. It receives goods, consolidates or breaks shipments as needed, and quickly loads the goods onto another truck bound for another destination, immediately or usually at least within 24 to 48 hours. A cross-docking warehouse is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a warehouse or portion of a warehouse used for cross-docking. Cross-docking warehouses often operate mostly with full truckloads acting as route switching points so that smaller loads travel fewer miles. For example, Lithuanian cross-docking of Turkish freight as part of a load bound for Estonia travels fewer miles than going all the way to Sweden and backtracking to Estonia. The concept of cross-docking is illustrated in Exhibit 4-2. Exhibit 4-2, cross-docking. Products intended for cross-docking are packed on the incoming shipments for ease of sorting. The end unit should already be labeled for the final destination. Cross-docking warehouses are laid out to facilitate speedy movement of goods. They are often narrow facilities that maximize the number of shipping and receiving docks and minimize the distances goods travel between them. Receiving docks are separated from shipping docks, and automated equipment is often used to move goods to a facility. Cross-docking is a complex system. It is only helpful when the network has sufficient supply chain maturity and information integration to ensure the process can be conducted smoothly. In addition, there are a number of use cases that tend to promote cross-docking. TL, for retail networks that are sufficiently large to enable TL shipments to each store, cross-docking can make TL store assortments. For example, Walmart uses cross-docking for about 85% of its merchandise. Safety stock. For items that have predictable demand, cross-docking can be used to eliminate safety stocks by increasing the frequency of regular fulfillment of these items. Perishable. For perishable or other time-sensitive inventory, cross-docking can get the goods to the point of consumption sooner so they have a longer shelf life. Bulky. For bulky items that need to be drop-shipped with customers expecting to wait, cross-docking can be used to speed up the delivery by shipping multiple customer orders together from the factory to the cross-dock center and shipping out individual orders.